Brand, I'm so glad that you're with me today for this episode talking about resetting the nervous system. I'm the girl that was the emotional roller coaster. If you were up, I was up. If you were down, I was down. And I took on any emotion around me. I was that people pleaser. I wanted to become somebody. I wanted to become something that that person would like. So I would change my clothes. I would change the music I'd listen to. I would even go as far as changing some of my morals and beliefs just because I wanted to be loved. I'm also the girl that knows under eating, over exercising, huge stress on the nervous system, hormones, things like that. And I'm pretty sure I came out of my mother's womb in fight or flight, knowing kind of how my parents' relationship was, how abusive it was, just emotionally and physically between the two. So I am somebody that is very, very familiar with all the different ways to be in stress, whether it's emotional, whether it's putting myself through things physically. And as a 37-year-old woman now, really learning about the beliefs I've carried, the things I've done, and who I think I needed to be, which really is that identity piece, has helped me begin to really heal my nervous system. But not only that, also making sure my body has the right nutrients, supplements, and especially entering even into a small phase of some perimenopausal. Just making sure my hormones are regulated. And stress can bump you into any phase of perimenopausal. And that's not what this episode is about, but it all matters. So if you are feeling stressed, maybe even having some chronic illness or certain things could be your nervous system, but we're going to break it down today by each one: fight, flight, freeze, and fawn. But before we go any further, I just want you to know that this is a safe place. I know that life can feel hard, but it doesn't have to. And I truly believe that with the right support, you can break free from negative thought patterns, heal your nervous system, and really begin to silence that inner critic. I want to know if some of these thought patterns maybe you've had before. If God loves me, why did this happen? Why can't I seem to control my emotions or reactions? What's wrong with me for still feeling this way? Why do I feel so distant from God in my pain? Can you relate to any of those? And I just want you to know if you have, you're not alone. When you are looking for support, you want someone who understands thought patterns and strategies for overcoming what's holding you back, not just because they are certified to teach them, but because they have lived through it. That's why I'm here. I've been where you're standing. I understand the pain and confusion you feel, and I've dedicated my education and career to helping women just like you overcome negative thought patterns. And I truly believe it's your turn. So take a few moments to fill out the form to book a free 20-minute consultation with me. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching or wherever you're listening. Just go to the show notes. Go back to the episode, scroll down to the show notes, click the link, and book your free 20-minute consult today. Hey, friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. Okay, so I thought I would start this off by just saying what each part of the nervous system is. Well, meaning fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. what they are, why we do that, giving a few examples. I think we have to have a little bit of the context for that. And then we're going to go into signs before we go into resetting them. So fight. This means that your body is really gearing up to confront a threat. So this might look like arguing, clenching fists, feeling angry, things like that. Flight is you feel the urge to just really escape or avoid the situation. This might be running away, being busy, hands raised if you're good at keeping busy. Also, avoidance. This means avoiding conversations we know we should have, just avoidance in general, avoiding the person, anything like that. The next one is freeze. So this is when your body shuts down, it feels stuck or unable to move. This is when disassociation happens, numbness, brain fog. Fawn is one that I have been talking a lot with my coaching clients about people pleasing as a survival strategy to avoid conflict. So this is going to look like agreeing to things you don't want to, over apologizing, peacekeeping versus peacemaking. And so when your brain perceives a threat, real or imagined, your autonomic nervous system kicks in. And that means that it activates the sympathetic nervous system, which is that stress response, which is the fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. But once the threat passes, the parasympathetic nervous system should help your body return to a calm state. However, most of us, though, never really leave the sympathetic nervous system state, that stress response state. We are often always in fawn, people pleasing, or we're disassociating, or we're avoiding the situation, or we're just ready to fight. We're angry all the time. And so when we're in this stress, and when that stress is chronic, that's when your system can get stuck in these responses, and that can lead to anxiety, burnout, emotional exhaustion, anything that is almost a secondary emotion based on the nervous system being taxed and spent. So when your nervous system is overwhelmed, it can show up in different ways. So let's talk about this and just briefly on the physical, the emotional, and the mental signs. That if you're thinking, okay, fight, flight, freeze, fawn, great. How do I know if I'm there? Here are some things. Physical signs I want you to think about. I'm going to quickly run through these before we get into resetting. I want you to think about chronic fatigue. Now, this is the feeling constantly drained even after you've slept. Muscle tension or pain, we usually hold this in our neck, shoulders, jaw. Digestive issues, racing heart or palpitations, frequent headaches, shallow breathing or breath holding, sleep problems. That's just physical. Now, emotional. This can show up as irritability or mood swings. When our nervous system is just revved up so high, that means the smallest things can set us off. Emotional is also anxiety or panic attacks, feeling numb or disconnected, increased sensitivity to noise or light, which I don't think that we often talk about, which is just overstimulation feels unbearable sometimes, nervous system response, frequent crying or emotional outbursts, even over minor things. Now, as I'm going through these lists, well, let me just finish more signs and I'll wrap that up. Mental signs, brain fog, overthinking or racing thoughts, doom scrolling or zoning out, feeling stuck in survival mode, like you're constantly bracing for something bad. Now, what I was going to say is these are all obviously not exhaustive. And some of these can be intermixed with hormones. I don't want you to think it's one or the other. It could be both because they all impact each other. So when I'm working with my coaching clients, we often talk about body, spirit, soul, because they're all intertwined. When I'm working with somebody, we'll start talking about this, their spiritual life, what's going on, their emotions, maybe some trauma they face. But then I'll talk about their body. Have they gotten blood work done? Where are they at with hormones or menopause or perimenopause and things like that? Because it all matters. But if we're just looking at the nervous system, these are definite signs, not exhaustive, that you can kind of check in with yourself of, hey, you know what? I think my nervous system is a little revved up and can't seem to go back. So, if your nervous system is stuck, here are some ways that you can, and each one, reset. So, let's talk about resetting from fight. Now, again, this is anger, tension, confrontation. Your body becomes full of adrenaline. It's geared up for a battle. So that means you kind of need to release energy in a controlled way. I've told my clients about throwing like little softballs against a wall. You can, some people will say scream into a pillow or just scream, but there has to be this release of energy. So it can be a physical release, doing a fast-paced walk. You can shake out your hands, do push-up, jumping jacks, things like that. If you're angry, the adrenaline is going, you're gearing up for a battle. Again, you have a lot of energy. So just need to figure out a way to release it. And that is to kind of help you reset the fight. You can also try the breathing technique, the box breathing. Inhale for four, hold for four, exhale for four, hold for four. Now, if you look at this from a biblical perspective, Proverbs 14:29, whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. There's a lot of scripture on anger, not holding on to anger, walking through anger. So the Bible is very clear about emotions, healthy emotions and unhealthy emotions, especially in Proverbs. We see it written through Psalms, but definitely in Proverbs. About emotions. So let's talk about resetting from flight. Now, flight is you're going to experience anxiety, restlessness, avoidance. That means that your body wants to escape and your thoughts are often racing. That may mean that you need to slow down and ground yourself. I love grounding exercise personally. I really love getting outside in the morning and doing my morning sunlight, even if it's cloudy. I still sit out there for at least 10 minutes. And if it's warm enough, because we've had a lot of cold days here in PA where it's like 0 degrees, but I put my feet in the on the ground and I just sit there. And my body looked forward to it. I've gotten out of routine just because of some sickness and traveling and different things and weather. But when I'm in the routine and doing it every day, I just went out today, but the ground was a little too cold. But I still got my morning sunlight. And it's one of my favorite things that I feel like my body has responded to with repetitive practice. You can also do grounding mats. There's grounding sheets that have some great outcomes for people if you read their testimonials and things like that. But I do love grounding exercises. And that's just one example, but you can also use the 5-4-3-2-1 method. You can do temperature-based grounding. I know some people that will just splash cold water on their face, or just using a warm compress or wrapping yourself in a blanket. And then you can use even that weighted blanket to kind of calm your nervous system. So if you find yourself in that flight, we need to think about calming. So when you think about slowing down and grounding, if we look at this from a biblical perspective, Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." In a world full of busyness, the world really ever tells us to slow down. Actually, if we slow down, people will think we're lazy and not doing anything. People think that if your schedule isn't full, you're not doing enough for God or for whoever. And so we just kind of carried this culture of just you got to keep moving, you got to keep busy, you got to be everywhere all the time. And therefore, stillness has kind of just become a pastime, and slowing down almost becomes non-existent. So we want stillness to become safety, and we want that instead of running. Next, resetting from the freeze state. Now, this again is numbness, disassociation, feeling stuck. Your body, your nervous system is shutting down to protect you. This is where you might need to gently re-engage your body and mind. And of course, you always want to do this with, therapist, counselor. I walk through this with my coaching clients, but just noticing you can do something of a temperature shift where I was talking about splashing cold water on your face or holding something warm. Small movement wiggling toes, stretching, rocking back and forth. You just want to re-engage your body and mind to come back to the present. Isaiah 41:10, do not fear, for I am with you. We need to remind ourselves that we are safe in God's presence. Now, I know that for some of us, we may not feel that way. And so it might take us some time to get there. So we need to find emotional safety and that physical safety. Resetting from fawn. So this one, again, I've been working with a lot of my coaching clients, and this is something I just see so much: people pleasing, over apologizing, and the fear of conflict. Raise your hand if this is you. Your system is trying to keep peace at the cost of your own needs. So this is kind of a reconnection with yourself of who God has made you to be, not who you think you need to be based on somebody else. And this is all about learning to set boundaries. So we need to check in. We need to ask, what do I actually need right now? We need to practice saying no. This is how we reset. Practice saying no. Say no to something minor without over-explaining. Galatians 1:10, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Who are we trying to please or get their approval, and why? I think a lot of us, if it's kind of this chronic people-pleasing, have slowly forgotten who we are in the sense of who God made us. This isn't like, go find yourself and love your, like, everything is always connected to the Father. I can only know myself through the Father. I can only love myself as much as I love the Father. It's this connection that we have. Each of these helps reset the signal in your brain that you're safe and you don't need to stay in survival mode. So we talked about that resetting of fight. We talked about resetting from flight, resetting from freeze, and resetting from fawn. You may need someone to just walk through this with you. I get that. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching to book a free 20-minute consult with me for us to walk through this together. I know that we've covered a lot of ground here, but most importantly, I think it's just slowing down long enough to say, where am I? What do I need? What's going on in my life? Can I pause? Do I pause? Why don't I think I can rest? But I want you to remember that you're not stuck. Your nervous system is designed to reset. And with God's help, you can step into peace, clarity, and strength. It may take some time, like it has with me, to recognize the things, all the things. I get that. And sometimes it's easier to remain the same than to change and feel discomfort. I get that. But I just want you to know, in the end, you're not stuck and your nervous system is designed to reset. Go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching to book a free 20-minute consult with me today. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.